Okay. So the Gemara on Samach Vavim and Aleph discusses the Machlokas. Actually, not really the Machlokas. The Gemara discusses the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira that we have in our Mishnah. But the Mishnah has a Machlokas. What is the din of the Boshes that goes to a woman? The Tanakama hold, the Chumrim hold that the Boshes, a woman keeps the Boshes. If that is part of the damages, is the boshes, so it goes to the woman, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira holds that it's split between the Baal and the Isha. So before we get into the sugya of Isha Kufo, interesting machlokes we've shown him here in terms of how we paskin. So the Gemara has a whole shakha v'tai, which we're going to discuss a little bit of it, basically discussing Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira's opinion that some of the boshes goes to the husband, and why would it be that boshes goes to the husband? We don't find in other situations. Then you get boshes when it's not directly your embarrassment. So the Rush and the Riff, as you have in the Mar Makomos here, source number one, the Rush and the Riff say, quote from Rhaigo and Kachalo be Yeshiva, we see in source one, Ava Gav the Yochid Viram Halach Rabbim, so we should pass on the Chamim Bezu Halach Rehud Ben Beseira, Vetair Mamishum de Shaklu Vitaru Amoroi Basrei Ravina Ravashi Ali Bey. So there's a whole Shakal Vitaria, half an omelet here, where they're discussing the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira, so says the Rav Haigon, that is a reason to paskin that way. However, the Tosos Rid on the side, it starts the Gra, not in chronological order, but the Gra on this psak in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira, the Gra in source number two, you'll take a look there, by the Likud end of the first line, Mitzarachin Gadol B'davarzeh. Why should we pass in this way? Dematzinu kama sugyos to shakla v'tara b'divra yichida. We have a lot of sugyos where we have a shakla v'tara discussing the shita's yachid, the shita of the yachid, and we don't pass in the yachid. We still follow the rabbim, and that's the Tosos Rid on the side here and in the shishim kubetzes. They all are bothered. We shouldn't necessarily pass in. The Gemara is not allowed to discuss the shita's yachid. I mean, the Gemara is trying to understand yisodos. So the Gemara has what to say about the shita of Rehum and Beseira. So why is it that should be a riot that we pass in that way? So the interesting, I came across this Gra, on the side of the Rif, there's a parish of the, it just says Gimel Aleph, so I have to look at the front, but I figured that's the Gilion Alphas. So the Rif on Chav Chesem Abayz is a whole long thing in the inside margin. I looked up online who he was, a relative of Avram Gerechowski, the Kampachman or Ganak's cousin, who was Nifter recently, so it was a great grandfather of his. This Gilion Alphas, you can see, you take a look, where he quotes his Gra, and notes that there's a Rush in Gittin. Also, I put in my Makonos in source number three, the Rush in Gittin has the same line of arguments, that has the same question as the Tosafot Rid and the Gra, that he, without getting into the details of what the Machlokas is over there, but if you look in the second line of source number three, so the Rush there quotes a Riff and passes a certain way. Usvaraso mid the Amr of Nachman Dvarav Ali Bey the Ben Maaseira. Since Rav Nachman had something to say about Ben Maaseira, Alma the Kasavar the Hilchos Hakavaseh. So you see that he must have held that way. Lo Mistaberli Dvichalat Talmud Mefarshin Hamuram Divrei Hatanan Laid the Pirush Hamishnah. The whole Gemara is trying to figure out Pshat the Mishnah. So why, if the Gemara starts talking about something, does that mean we pass in that way? Rabbi Menechlu Afgad Lav Hilchos Hakavaseh. So if you want, in that case, you make it in your raya. So that's again another marmakum that the Gilion Alphas points out. The Gilion Alphas then goes on to point out that there's another Rush in Gittin that does say, oh, since the Rishonim, since the Amoraim, sorry, discuss a particular shita, that's a raya we pass in that way. So he goes on to quote the Gilion Alphas, the quotes the Drisha. That has an interesting har. So what do we? The Drisha is bothered by the Sira and the Rush in Gittin. The Rush in Gittin in one place just says what we just saw, and says we shouldn't use this line of reasoning as a to a psak. And there's a Rush in another place that says, oh, because the Shaka Vatari is this way, we pass him that way. So how do we resolve it? So the Drisha says, quotes a Drisha in Choshen Mishpat. I think it's, I forgot the exact line Makom, but you'll see there in the Gilead office, it gives you the Mar Makom. So quotes a Drisha says, oh, I'll give you the answer. What's the answer? How do we know that the Shaka Vatari can make a difference? He said, when it's a Machlogas and a Braisa. Or it's a machlokas amuraim that are to discuss the Tana and the Mishnah. Okay, that's the whole point of the Gemara. Discuss the Shita and Tanaim. So the fact that the Gemara discusses the Shita and Tanaim, not a riot we pass in that way. But once you have a Tana from a Braisa or an Amora, and the Gemara goes on back and forth about that Tana of the Braisa or that Amora, oh, so that's when we pass in that way. And that's the Drisha resolves the two Rushes and Gittin. The Rush and Gittin that we have here in the Maamar Kolmos is because there's a Chesach of the Macholos Tanoim. Macholos Tanoim, you can't bring a Raya. The other Rush and Gittin, I think it's in Parak Ches. So that Rush is discussing a Machlokas either from a Brisa or a Macholos Amurayim. Anybody have a Kasha? Anyone know the Gilead office is Kasha on the Drisha? Exactly, yes, our Mishnah. The Macholos Tanoim. And the Rush, the same Rush, in our Gemara, Paskins like then the Torah, because that's the Shach Lotayah, the Rehudah Ben Mishera, because that's the Shach Lotayah in the Gemara. So he leaves, the Gilead novels leaves the Tzarech in terms of how to apply this call, but, and we've heard it, I know myself, I've heard it in different contexts, oh, the Gemara is Shach Lotayah, so it's really Paskins this way, but it's obviously not so Pashut, as sorry, the Gruff points out, Achos, we showed him within our Sugya, whether we say that, and how to know, very, very hard to know, when a Shakavataria is significant and when not. So I thought that was just an interesting ha'ara that comes out of the out of the Rishonim and Achronim a little bit in this sugya. But be that as it may, yes, the Tosos Rid Paskins against the Riff and the Rush, and the Beir Hagra is bothered by the Riff and the Rush. But Lemaisa, all of the most of the Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, the Rambam seems to be as well. And that is halacha l'maisa about boshes. But now, since that's the halacha l'maisa about boshes, it's incumbent upon us to understand it a little bit more. So, the Gemara, as some of you have seen, has a bit of a back and forth. And the Rishonim, the Shita Megavetzes, really brings out a lot of different mahalchim, and it's a bit complicated, and it's even within his words, unclear what he's trying to do. But there's certain steps in terms of the order of things. What I'd like to do is leaving out, working out the nitty-gritty of how to work out the Gemara, but the final answer is Ishtoki Gufo. Since Ishtoki Gufo, so it's different. So what I want to discuss is get to that bottom line of what question is that addressing. And that, the Shita certainly has a Machlokas for that, even the whole Shach Lotayah has a Machlokas, but there seems to be two or three Shitos in terms of what is the, at least the final question of the Gemara. In the Shitas back and forth in terms of what's the first question, what's the second question, what's the third question, but at least the final question and the final answer we'll try to bring out. So the first Mahal is from the Shita himself. He points out the Ritva asked this Kasha this way as well, but the Shita's answer seems to be his own. Kainirli, you'll see at the end of source number 4. So the Shita says the following. The Gemara, according to the Shita, the Gemara has brought out the point that there are certain things that a husband gets embarrassed about, right? So if a husband's horse, something happens to the horse, but who cares about your horse if something bad happens to the horse? If your wife gets damaged, you know, something's wrong with your wife, that's embarrassing for the husband, and he's walking around with a wife that is limp or whatever, missing some limb, so that there would be bush involved. So if you look at source number 4, so this is the Gemara's question. Elameata. Vayish Ani Ben Tovim. The last question is, if you embarrass Ani Ben Tovim, and we're showing to discuss why Ani Ben Tovim, what that means is that the point is someone in the family, something bad happens to someone in the family, and the other family members are embarrassed. Kevan, Perish, says the Shita, Kevan de Bishum de Mizdal Zel Habal be Boshta Kamris, since we said Pshat in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Maseir, that the husband is embarrassed, gets disgraced through the boshes of the woman, the nasiv le boshes ani ben tovim de islay zilusa le kulu bnei mishpacha kanami de balamitan lehu boshes lechal bnei mishpacha v'chulei. So the halacha should be the same thing, that if someone in the family does something that is a disgrace to the entire family, there should be payment made to the rest of the family, just like we say payment gets made to the husband because there's some zilzal in him because of what happened to his wife. That is the question. What is the answer? Says the Shita, umshani hasam lav gufayu. Ishto gufe perush, v'havale k'moshe baisho le'ihu gufe, ishto gufehi, u'v'hachi metartahi, the big dove is usaso nami k'nirli. Says Shita, the final answer gets rid of all the questions. There's nothing to talk about. Ishto k'gufo. So a man has a wife. If you hit his wife, you hit him. If your man, this famous story of Ari Levine, probably if you've been to Nufra, if you heard the story of Ari Levine, you know, they went to see the doctor, and he said to the doctor, they went to check out his wife's leg, he said, our leg hurts. So Mama says Ishtar Shizufo, that's exactly what the Shizman Gubetz is saying here. Ishtar Shizufo, you're Mavayish, the woman, you're Mavayish the man. So you pay boshes to the man. And that's Pshah and the Slocha, and you can't ask any kashas from a sus, from a spitting, from uneven tovim. There's nothing else to talk about. It's very limited. It's only in this case that you have another person. You have boshes because it's really not another person. It's Ishtar Shizufo. That's Mahalach number one. However, the Shita thinks they're just two Mahalchim. I think there probably are three. The Shita combines what I call two and three. He combines it to one. So he then quotes the Ra'ah, and really the Ran has a similar question. And they learn, not like we said, not that the question is the husband should get boshes. In this Mahalach, it's taken for granted that someone else gets boshes for someone else's kisa, right? So it's taken for granted that the uneven tovim, it's taken for granted that he should get boshes. Well, at least the way the Shita presents it. But what is the question? Let's go to source number 5, a little bit later in the Shita. The Hagar Parakushi Achrisa. There's another question. The Aikra Dina Pircha. Amai de Ka'amar Rabbi Yehuda de Ihi Shakil be boshes Dida. Why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira hold that the man takes the boshes away from the woman? Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira Shita is that we split up the boshes of the woman depending on Seser and Galoi, either two chalakim go to him and one to her, or the opposite. So why is it, if the pshat is that someone else is embarrassed, even though you didn't do anything directly to that person, you pay that person boshes as well? So we should say that here too. We should, good, so you'll give a woman boshes and you'll give the husband boshes. Why do you take away from the woman's boshes? That's the kasha. So each one should get boshes. So what's the answer? Each goes to do it. So what's the answer? Says the Shita. Umeshani hasam lav gufayhu. Over there, it's not the same guf. Ulekach mishum demizdalzali miboshte, lobat serinan midme boshte klal. So what's shaychus? Let's say someone else in the family, there's a zilzal happens to one of the family members. Good, so he's embarrassed, you pay boshes. You're also embarrassed because it's a disgrace to the family. Good, so you get paid, he gets paid. No shaychus between the two. It's your brother, okay, but not kagupe in any way. Three line, middle of the third line. Aval isto kagupe. Lekach boshta muat. The havelei kemevayish aver me avare ha'adam, the bichlal boshto hu, the ein la boshes bifnei atma, sharei b'shus b'ilahi. So says the shita, when you're mevayish, if ishok gufa, what does ishok gufa mean? Ishok gufa means that you're, maybe really is someone saying something, I'm not exactly sure, but ishok gufa is saying that you are joined together as one, you are one big body. And therefore, it's like, you know, you hit one arm, so the other, the boshes, we don't view it as like separate entities. Somehow, if it's all one, so the boshes is less. And he says, Hachanami, that's the Ran also explains. Now, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure what to make of this, but I think the line to me that's important here, it says Ein la boshes bifnei atzma shari b'shus b'ayla, meaning since it's all one body, we can't say that she has her own boshes. What does it mean that you're going to pay her and you're going to pay the man? She's got an independent entity. She is one with the husband. So the boshes is for the two of them together. So then of course that's why they are one entity. Then of course that's why it is split up. So that's a variant, I guess, of Ishto Kagufo. It's not that you're mevayish. You're not mavayis the man, you are mavayis the woman, but Ishto Gufo kind of connects them. They're joint and you can't separate them. So a little bit of a different take on Ishto Gufo, similar that really we do view it as Ishto Gufo, and because of that, because they're joint, so she's not going to get her own boshes. He starts to talk about Yoshna Muat, I'm not sure what to make of that, because then the point is Ein la boshes bifnei atzma, that seems to be the key point. If you read it like I just read it, that in the bushes between Asma is the key points, and then the Ran, I think, is saying something different. If you look at the Ran at source number 6, So Tamahani Nahi the Sphere Lay the Rabbi Yehuda, Shahabam, the Bayesh, the Bosta. Okay, the husband's embarrassed, but still, Lama Mayit Pesach Boshas Isha, Hayalom Rashit and the Kalachat Me Bosha. The same question, why do you take away from the husband? You should give each one. The Nir Lay the Sphere Lay the Boshas Isha Mu'at, the Pnei Shehi Rishus Baila. And that's all he says. So I thought maybe what he was saying is really, this has nothing to do with Ishtoki Gufo. It's just that, what does Ishel Gufo mean? Ishel Gufo means that they're married, that it's his wife. And so, I thought maybe it's what he's saying, I don't know, a little bit of a psychological shot, that, okay, she's so embarrassed. She's married, she's got a husband. No, it's not a big deal. She's single. So to have something happen to her, to have her face, a scar on her face, wow, that's terribly, terribly embarrassing. A married woman, she's married, she's got her husband, she's Rishus Baila. Not such a big deal, and it's kind of he deserves that lessening of the boshes because it's due to him because he's married to her, he's b'shus baila, so there's lower boshes, or maybe then it just turns over to him. I'm not sure exactly, but that seems to be what the thought. That's what the answer. Yeah. He is embarrassed also.
Right.
So you're saying it should be unless maybe really is saying the same thing, and then it just you just a clear way of saying when Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pesach splits it up, it's not really splitting up. It's really she has less boshes, but he has some boshes also. So put them together, it's going to get to the regular amount of boshes, and now it's not really taking away from hers. It's just that some of it's directed to him, some of it's directed to her. Maybe. It makes more sense. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what to do with it. The Shita thinks that the Ran is saying the same thing as him. I thought the Ran doesn't say anything that ain't the boshes b'fnei atzmo. The Ran seems to be fine with her having boshes. It's just that it's lowered, and then okay, then we're our issue of how to get it to the husband. Right, but only because she's one, she's joined Aver and the Aver Habam. And that's going to be one of the challenges of Yishev Gugufo, is because we don't say Yishev Gugufo every single place. We don't say Mamash Yishev Gugufo, we don't say the wife could sit in the sukkah, I don't think, for the husband. We don't say a woman counts to a minion because he's Yishev Gugufo, so it's like she's a man. Now, okay, if the man was there, so then the same person, but let's say the man's not there, oh, I can have the minion as if I'm my husband. So at some point we put we do have a limit, so she does, and as we learned last week, she does acquire things also. Interestingly, there's a Mordechai in Sanhedrin who says, Ishtoki Gufo is because of Mashkansi Jokana Baila. Based on what we learned last week, I'm not sure what to make of that. Because Mashkansi Jokana Baila seems to not be really Peshito. That's the Mordechai on the Gemara we're going to see a little later on. Test in Sanhedrin. So at some point there's limits. She does have independent abilities to be Kohenish, and she does exist independently. But for certain halachas, we do join them together. So I think that's what the Shita means from the Ra'a. And maybe the Ran means something else. I'm not exactly sure. Somehow is less Busha, because she's Busha's bad. But certainly from the first approach to the Shita, we do see that Ishto Kigufa Mamish, that at least for this halacha, we view it as if you hit the woman. You hit the husband. You hit the woman. You hit the husband. The other ones, certainly the Ran's presentation, It's harder to understand. It just doesn't seem to be so much of a literal halacha. Maybe the shita's kind of type of isha gufo, we also have that. So what I wanted to do is explore some of the other sugyos. I really use the Masoret HaShas mostly as my guide to the other sugyos of isha gufo. I'm just wondering, when do we say isha gufo? What other context does it come up? Because we do hear it thrown around sometimes. And what does it mean? So one of the very interesting sugyos, the Masoret HaShas here sends us to Brachos. We'll get to Brachos last, but the Masoret HaShas in Brachos sends you to Menachos. Menachos is a very interesting sugyos. So the Gemara Menachos is discussing in source number 7, the din of smicha on a carbon, and the Gemara says the following: Tana Rabbanan, Yado. We learn from the pasuk Yado, Mesamach Yado, Lo v'lo Yad Avdo, not Yad Avdo. Your eved can't do the smicha for you. Lo Yad Shlucho, Shlach can't do it. V'lo Yad Ishto. So Kol Hani Lamali. Why don't you know all these? So if we skip to the last line, so the Gemara goes through why we need Eved and Shliach, and the Gemara says, V'yesh v'inan hani tarti, at the bottom. If I would have said only to exclude Shliach and Eved, I would have said those two, delav kegufe dam. They can't do smicha because they're not kegufe. Aval ishto de kegufe damya ema tismoch. Maybe a woman who's kegufe, she could do smicha. Shriach, so we need a pasuk. This, to me, what do you make of this? Any thoughts? Naturally, I gotta get you awake. Any thoughts that, All right, sounds like the real deal. And to me, what brought it out is that we know, by shlichus, so we know the halacha that a shliach cannot do mitzvah shebegufo. And the Tosfos Rid, the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, quoted by Tzos, by Mila, by pouring Mila, alidei shliach. So the Tosfos Rid, the way he seems to say it, is that you could say shlichus olam kamosa from today to tomorrow, but it's not your guf. So you're gonna say, oh, shliach, put tefillin on for me. But the mitzvah of tefillin is for you, Matthew Kreitman, put tefillin on your arm. Your shliach could do things for you, can accomplish things for you, but it's not your arm. The shlucha shalom kemosa, but not kegufo. So the Gemara is adding, like Matthew, like you're saying, isha kegufo. Then we go even further and say, it's mom is your body, so it's your hand. In fact, Tosos brings it out. Tosos brings it out sharply there in Menachos. Tosos asks the question. There's a drasha that women don't do smicha. If a woman brings a carbon, she doesn't do smicha. So if a woman doesn't do smicha, how could we say here that, how could it be a havamina that a woman should, your wife should do smicha? What? Oh, we'll get there. We're getting there. Hold on. Okay, well, we'll get to this is doing it on behalf of the man, though. This is the man's karma. Right, so you say, you see already it's more than a shlichus, right, in Hanami. And but so the question is that we know by shlichus you have to be the Torah Sadavar to be able to be a shliach, but Nisha is not. So how does this work? So Tosfos says, even though it's true, B'nai Yisrael L'mi'utei Nashim, not a problem. We would have him in a tismach with carbon baila. Why? Dekiyan baila damya. When her hand is doing the smicha, that's her husband's hand doing the smicha. That really seems to bring out this ishto kegufo, like we saw from the shita, that it's mamish yeguf. Is gzeiras hakasav not that way? So I was wondering, what is gzeiras hakasav telling us? Is gzeiras hakasav limited to din in smicha? Or is this gzeiras hakasav telling us that a din kloli, that you thought ishto kegufo, in a chanami, is a good havmina, kamash v'lon yado, no. Ishto kegufo, it doesn't really go that far. So are there any other examples in Shas? So before we go on to other places in the Masoret HaShas, this one I actually saw in the Encyclopedia Talmudis on Ishto Kegufo. So the Ran in the Dharam has an interesting discussion of Ishto Kegufo. And the Gemara in the Dharam is discussing the following thing. The Gemara, you see just the first line of the Ran quotes the Gemara's question, Va'al mahu shiyasa shliach l'charotas ishto. Let's say a woman has a neder and she has charata. She wants to be mati her neder, and okay, you have to present your charata in front of the dayanim. Can she send her husband to do the hataras nedarim? So the Gemara ends up saying yes, she can. So the Ran, if you look, add a word on the Ran for a second. After the three dots, third line in the Ran quotes Tosos Pershu Behepech. Again, we'll see with the Rambam. V'amru Adarabah. Gabi inish the alma, generally speaking, pshita lan shiach alasa shliach. It's pshita that you could appoint a shliach. Of course you can appoint a shliach. You can always appoint a shliach to do something for you, so you can send a shliach to do your hataras nedarim. The gabe baal davka hu di bailan. The question is by the husband. Yishum dechashinon shemitokun shenidre ishto kashan alav yosef midaita b'charatasa. So what are we worried about? Let's say the husband goes to the dayanim to present the hataras nedarim. So there are halachas for hataras nedarim. You can't just imagine any neder, so you have to present the charata. Let's say it's not enough. So we're worried the husband's going to get all nervous because he doesn't want his wife to have a neder. That's annoying for him. So he might exaggerate the story. If you're regular shliach, you know, you don't really care. You're just going to do what the guy said you do. If it's good, it works for it. It's not. But your wife, you really want to get out of the neder. So you might lie. Kamash malam, says the Gemara. No, you can even do it. Okay, so that's fine. But the Ram quotes from the Rambam, the beginning of that piece. The Rambam zal, so parak vav mehilchas yishus, mishvua, sorry. The davka b'baal hu di baylon, b'nei shahabal ki ishto. The question is davka the baal, because baal ki ishto. Aval adam acher pshitalon she'ino nasa shliach, the tzorach she'eha noder b'fnei hamatirin. Because it's obvious that it does not work for someone else. Why? Almost sounds like you're saying like we were saying before. I would mitzvah shibagufo, davar shibagufo. The Ron says you can't go, right, if Danny's going to go be Matthew's shliach to go to Matthew Neder, it doesn't work because they need Matthew in front of the Dayanim. Danny's going to show up, he's the shliach, he's doing what Matthew asked him to do, he's not Matthew. So it sounds like the Tosfos Rit sounds the idea that since you need your guf to be there, it doesn't work. Ah, says the Ron, ishto kigufo, then it works. That's part of the Rambam. That seems to be another indication of this idea. Really, Ishish is here. We are, sounds like that's what we're saying. We're saying that you can stand up in place of the woman. You sound like your mom is like the goof of the woman. According to Tosos, obviously there's no raya because there was never a problem with you can use regular shlichus, so there's no issue. But for the Ram, that a wife is better, and Matthew in this case actually is going the other direction. Because the woman is sending the man. So they're saying the man is kaguf. The woman is kaguf. Sorry, the man is kaguf ishta. So that's what seems to be happening here. Make a bar. Now the Maritz Chiyus in the back of the Gemara Nedarim, so he is mitzayin a Gemara in Sanhedrin, continuing the trail of going through different sugyas of Ishta Gufo. So Maharaj Chiyus sends us to Sanhedrin, and he seems to bring out, he's going on the Ran, and he seems to bring out this point that we're saying that the woman and the man, they are, for certain halachos, are this one and the same. And what is that Gemara? That's a Gemara talking about Pagina Dibure. So the Gemara says there, Amar of Yosef, source number 9. Ploni Rivo Onso, Hu Ve'acher Mitzarfin Lahargo. So if what happens, a person comes to court and says, this person, a man, Mishkov Zachar, he had relations with me, he was Roveya me, Ve'ones, the person, the Baal Dover, can be mitzarif with another aid to kill the other one. What if he says Ritzona? What if he says, I was involved, I did it Ritzoni, but I'm telling you what happened? So then Rashahu, says Rav Yossi, he's in Rasha, but Tara Amra, Al Tashes Rasha aid. You cannot be an aid here, you're a Rasha, you're admitting here to doing a very serious issue, you're puzzle, aid us, and we cannot punish the other person who did it. However, Rav Amar, I can correlate to Latzmo. Veinada Mesim Atzmo Rasha. You're not Neman for yourself, and therefore we can, Rashi explains, we throw out what you said about yourself, Hagina Dibure, we split up, and we take what you said about the man, about the other person, and we accept that Aedus, and we would have the other person killed. You, we ignore what you said. The Gemara Rav gives another example. Poni Baal Ishti, Hu Re'acher Mitzarfin Hargo. Same thing, a person says someone came onto my wife. So when he's testifying about his wife in this case, so he's saying that his wife was involved in relations, so the Eidus works for the other person, Avalola Harga, but not for her. My Kamash Malan, what's it telling us? The Mifalgina Dibura, that we split up what you're saying, Hainu Hach, it's the same thing. We just said it before. We just said before that we have a concept of Hagim and Dibur. We can split up what you say. Says the Gemara, Mao the Tema, I would have said Adam Karov Eitel Atmo Aminan Eitel Ishto Lo Aminan. The way the Rabbis learned this Gemara is that when you're talking about yourself, it kicks in Hagim and Dibur, because the Baal Dover, when you're a Baal Dover, that Egos is not just Egos that's puzzle, that's Egos that's non-Egos. You throw it out. And when we throw out a part of your Aegis so we can still accept the other part and say Pagin and Dibur, I would have said that only by yourself. Eitzel Ishto, Lo Amrinan, we're not going to say that. You're testifying about a real. That's Pasal Aegis. So you don't kick in Pagin and Dibur. Kamash Malan. So what is the Kamash Malan? The Kamash Malan is that when you testify about your wife, it's like you're testifying about yourself. And if you're testifying about yourself, that kicks in Pagin and Dibur. So too, when you testify about your wife, it kicks in Pagin and Dibur. That is the Chiddush of the Gemara. Maratzchius connects us with the Ran Nedarim. Again, another indication of Ishto Kegufo really playing the same role, stepping in, and it is this. We treat it as if you're the same. It is the same person that we're talking about. So. Now, to me, I mean, what just makes it very difficult. If you have to go, Matthew, that's okay. You got the first step. Okay, so the what makes it very difficult again is still we don't quite take this to the extreme. Like I said before, I don't know. I didn't see anyone. You can tell me if you come across the Mar Makom, but I don't think I saw anywhere that a woman could sit in the sukkah for the husband because it's Aisha's Gufo. So. To do that, like, so somehow we have to explain where this ends, but we are seeing certain indications for this concept. Just interesting, yeah.
You could argue that everything that we see now is pretty much psychological. Those that we saw were psychological elements. Being about that, right, you could argue is also a psychological matter. How do you view the case out.
First of all, the Rishonim doesn't really sound that way in the Shishim about this in our Gemara. And also, Baal Dabar, that's not so psychological, because I think we generally assume, the Psul Purva is not a Chashm Shaker, but it's certain subjectively Psul.
Of Baal Dabar, though, again, you can say, well, there has to be some kind of objective standard of what is mean, what is not mean. But you don't say that very much has to do with how people think about that.
I hear what you're saying. And in the Dharam, is a little harder to say.
Yeah,
there's some to say that you're there. It's a little harder. So I did think another one of the places the Masoros HaShas sends you in Brachos is to a Gemara in Bechoros. That's the next Gemara, and there I really did think it is very fair to say we were saying the psychological pshat, because there the Gemara is talking about Ne'emanos to say there's a mum in your Bechor. So that's a very complicated Mishnah and like lots of Shittos and a whole discussion of the Gemara there. We learned Tzemura last year. We had to look into this Gemara in Bechoros, and it was very complicated, but. Lamaisa in Akamar Bechoros, good thing for us, the way we paskin, says the Gemara, is Kerub Shimon Gamliel. And Shimon Gamliel holds the only time you are not Neman to say that an animal has a mum is for your own animal. Right? Because if a Kohen would say about his own animal that it has a mum, so we might, he has incentive to do that, because maybe he was mocking the mum himself. He has incentive to do that because if his animal has a mum, then he gets to eat it and doesn't have to be brought as a karma. So that's what we're worried about. That's the Gemara concludes. It says the Gemara, "Hilchasa Kerav Shimon Gamliel, v'davka b'no ubito." That the Shimon Gamliel had said earlier, "Afilu b'no, afilu ubito." Even relatives are neman on to be made that something has a mum. So he says, even relatives, "Aval ishdo lo," your wife can't. "My taima ishdo kegufo dummy." So at first glance, this is more of the same. You can't be made for yourself And also your wife is your wife can't marry either because she is you. So it's Isha Kedusha. Same thing. So really it is being made for yourself. It's not the same thing as other family members. But here there's certainly more room to say it's a din in psychological pshat, because obviously this is not going with the regular halachas of Eidus. Hooray, we are accepting the Eidus of relatives, which we don't normally accept. But the Isha has more incentive. Why? Because the wife is supported by the husband. They're about to get a good meal. They're going to get some good meat. So in the same way the husband has incentive to make get this havamun, the woman has incentive as well. So here I think you really could say it's like laundry shop, but this is another one of the gemaras. Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering that. So do you have such a thing in the Gemara as a no bito that are gedolim that are some kind? I assume under bar mitzvah would not have nemaras at all. So do we have a concept of gedolim that are some of the shulchan aruch? In the Gemara, I mean, we have the Gemara there. So let's see, I was like a joke about that, but I'm not sure. I wasn't eyeing so much into like the Rambam here in terms of how to be magda these things. But I thought about that. I'm not 100% sure. So that could potentially either be a raya for what I'm saying or a kasha what I'm saying.
Well, again, kind of something like
okay. Yeah. Right. It's hard to know when the Gemara is using a shorthand to just kind of make a point, or the Gemara is... So yeah, you could go, I think, either way. Interestingly, the Birchas Avram, who I've come to enjoy this year, his svarim, and he has a lot of Masechtas, so he's got a lot to say all over the place. So the Birchas Avram in Sanhedrin suggests that this is actually... Okay. Yeah, sure. The Birchas Avram in Sanhedrin actually should suggest that this is a machlokas harishonim. This whole issue that we raise, is Ishto Kigufo a bit of a melitza, or is it mamish Ishto Kigufo? So he thinks that's a machlokas harishonim. And this is the Gemara I just mentioned earlier, because it's the Mordechai. So this is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara discusses psule edus. Actually, Rav Shechter just spoke about this in the shiur a week or two ago about one of the shiurim he gave during finals week about Erisin Nisun. I don't know if you saw the signs, but there's some good shiur. But so he said, what? The Gemara asked, Bomine Maushi Ya'id Adam Be'ishas Chargo. So can you be an aid for your stepson's wife? That's the question. It's your stepson's wife. Right? So what does that mean? That means it's your wife's son's wife. Okay? Keep this straight a little bit. So Basura Amri Baal Ke'ishto, Pemus Amri Isha Kevaila. Most of the Rishonim explain that it's all the same thing. What does it mean? Baal Ke'ishto? It means that when it comes to Psule Edus, man and the woman, Baal and Ishto, it's the same thing. So it's your wife's son's wife, right? So we basically break the, we link you and your wife, so it's Ke'ilu, it's like your son, and we link the son and his wife, so his wife is like your daughter, like your son, it's all the same. So you are, it is your karov. That's the chiddush of Baal Ke'ishto. Rav Shechter told an unfortunate story that he said someone came and was once in England, and then he was a rabbi in England, and he came to get smicha here afterwards, whatever, I don't know if you get that part of it, but he came to get smicha after he was practicing with a rabbi, and he was learning Sanhedrin, and they came across this halacha, and he said, oh, you give up. All the weddings I did in London were a puzzle. He said, because he was doing non-from weddings, so he didn't have to kasher edim, so he'd have he and his brother-in-law would come to be the Eidus figure. Okay, we'll be the Eidus Kiddushin, my brother-in-law. So it was the two wives were sisters. Say your brother-in-law, what's the relationship with this halacha that throws it out? Because Baal Ke'ishto, they're the same. So Shechter, it's very complicated, basically, all the different things. Shechter had totally clear to Darko, different levels or moves and what spouses, a lot of complicated halachas. But for our purposes, we have the halacha of Baal Ke'ishto. And the Gemara, in fact, was a pasuk for this. Says the Gemara, "Minayin shah isha kibayla dechsiv ervas achi avicha lo sigalel ishto lo sigrav do dasicha hi." So the pasuk says that your father's brother's erva, which is you can't go to his wife, that's your aunt. So that's an iser erva. Correct the Gemara, v'halo eishes dodohi. What do you mean? That's not your aunt. It's your uncle's wife. The Gemara says, Miklal the Isha Kabila. We see from here Isha Kabila. So it seems to be a real mucker for the concept of Isha Kabila that the Torah considers it your wife. Now you could be Docha and say Torah considers it your aunt, even though it's not really your aunt. You could say, okay, the Torah is just telling you to treat her as your aunt. It's not really Kagufa. Okay. You can go either way. In the Berachas Avram points out that on a simple level it's really saying you should have mamish, but you could be docha. But that's the halach over here. Interestingly, the Rambam says it's midivrehem. He says it's not min haTorah midivrehem. As we know, the Rambam divrei sofrim is not clear what he means. Although I don't know, Ariel, do you know if midivrehem is the same thing as midivrei sofrim for the Rambam? And midivrehem gives just more of a derabbanan, even more of a derabbanan feel than divrei sofrim. So I think Rav Shechter mentioned in that chair, after listening again. But the Noah Behuda certainly thinks the Rambam holds this is only the Drabbanan. Must be some smacht. Somehow it's not a din daraisa. But other Rishonim say the head that this is a din daraisa. Be that as it may, we find in Machlokes Rishonim how to apply this halacha. So the Rambam Shita, which is the Torah is quoting this Shita, in source number 12. Says Avon Hanisuin Shte Banos Achim. Let's say you have the daughters of two brothers, O Shte Banos Achayos, or you have the daughters of two sisters. So then Ksherim, right? So let's say you have two first cousins. The first cousins are called Sheni V'Sheni. In you have. Siblings are called Rishon and first cousins are called Sheni V'Sheni. So if you have a Sheni V'Sheni and you have two Ishto Kigufos, so no, then Ksherim Delo Amrina Trey Balkisha, right? So if you have two female first cousins, their husbands are Kasher, says the Rambam. Right? So let's say it's not going to be, let's say your wife's first cousin who's a girl, you are Kasher being aided with her husband. So again, the Shechter didn't talk about these things, like rattled them off very clearly, but you gotta keep track of everything. So that's what the Rambam says. And he has another distinction, also, without getting into all the details to make it too complicated. But then he says, Rav Alphus, in the third line of the tour, Rav Alphus pasal afilu mishtei benos achim. He says, even in the first cousin situation, that would also be no good, but I don't even have a rush because of the shown. So the Taz is already bothered. What's shot in the Rambam? Why should he make such distinctions? If Baal ki Ishto and Ishto ki Baal, what difference does it make? We presented it before. We just broke down the distinction between husband and wife. So why should it matter if you move around in different generations? Why should there be any difference? And there are other chilukim the Rambam has also. Why should it make a difference? In Chargo, they did it twice, but they didn't. It wasn't Sheni V'Sheni. It was. It ended up after you broke it down. It was Rishon. Is Rishon really? Because it's a mother. It's a mother son combination. I think that's called Rishon. So it's hard to understand. So the Birchas Avram suggests the following. He suggests that according to the Rif. Or according to the Rambam, why are you bothered by that? You're bothered because you think it shows Gufa Mamash. You think it's the same thing. If it's the same thing, it should apply across the board. Says the Rambam, no. The Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rambam didn't learn that Baal Ki Isho here means it's Mamash. It just meant that in Kurva we treat it as if they are related. Even though, generally speaking, right, you're not technically related to your wife's relatives. So it's a Zeres HaKosav that we treat you as related. We treat you as a karo. And even the net level of kurva might be less than a regular relationship of kurva. So then you start to put things together, so you go down a level. But the riff argues, and it's really a sma and a taz also just duke it out, and Simon Lama Gimel over there, but the riff argues, says, no, Isha Kufa Mamish, explains Rav Avram, and therefore, of course, there's no distinction between different levels. It's just the same thing. So, very interesting. The Birchas Avram suggests that this issue we've been struggling with a bit is really a machlokas rishonim in Sanhedrin. Okay, but the Ram, based on the Ram's reading of the Rambam and Adam, a little bit of a steal in the Rambam, you know, hard to have to work everything out, maybe the other Mahalchim as well, but this is a very interesting. So, just two last points to work out. One, I keep on referring to this Gemara Brachos that Aaron Rosh Hashanah sends us to. So what is that Gemara Brachos? The Gemara Brachos is talking about the following halacha. You have two people sleeping in one bed. Mahu, and this sounds like even men. Two men are sleeping in one bed. Mahu shezei yachzer panav yikra kriyashma, vezei yachzer panav yikra kriyashma. Can they just, if they're not wearing any clothing, can they just turn around and read kriyashma? Or the other option is to have a talis mafsik b'nein. Says the Gemara, malei hachi amar Shmuel, vafilu yishtemo, not a problem, even if your wife, it's good with everyone. Maskev Lord of Yosef, Ishto, Blumid Bay Acher. You think it's good with your wife, and of course it's good with anyone else? No, Andraba. Ishto Kigufo, Acher Lav Kigufo. Since Ishto Kigufo, that's where you have a heter. You don't have a problem of erva when it's Ishto, because Ishto Gufo, it's you. But Acher, no, Lav Kigufo, and there would be a problem of erva. And the Gemara goes on to quote other Sittos. But this is Rav Yosef's split. So is this saying again, Yisrael Mamash is your body, so there's no problem? So here the pastor is not that way. The pastor is that this sugya really doesn't have anything to do with this, because Rashi there explains, and all the Rishonim seem to say this, and down to Nosa Kalim and Shulchan Aruch seem to understand this way. And this is purely didn't hear her. And what the Gemara is saying is that a svara. You're used to being with your wife in bed. So just lying with your wife in bed. Okay, you could argue maybe the other Amora held not that way, but you could argue that with your wife there's less hear her in that sense because it's just normal. It's an everyday thing that you do, and we're less worried. But by everyone else, there would be a bigger problem. And Rabbi Yosef Engel, there's an entry there for Shachruba, it goes to a different Kholen, and he raised the suffix we talked about earlier about going in either direction, and he points out, like we pointed out the Ram Nadarmi, points out the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and points out this Gemara as well, all seem to indicate that you go either way, because you're talking about both of them. However, he says, well, really, probably this Gemara has nothing to do with the Sugya of Ishta Kugufo, because here it's just a matter of her. That's the Pasha of Dorim. And in Shulchan Aruch, actually, Pasman and Graviosi, Pasman a split between Ishta Kugufo, but the Shulchan Aruch then concludes that we should be Machmir, even with your wife, shouldn't leave it to turning around, you should have a talis Masik Benim, or wearing clothing, obviously, would suffice for this issue. Interesting nafkamina, just about that question, or a little bit of a nafkamina, halacha l'maisa, about Ishto Kugufo. So one of the famous things that we have in our mind, we just came off Hanukkah, is that by Neres Chanukah we say Ishto Kugufo. So let's get it a little bit of a backhanded way. So start with the Be'er Halacha. The mashmos of the Be'er Halacha is that even though the Gemara is, take a look after Machaber, but the Gemara does say that if a woman lights, that she motzi her husband in Neres Chanukah. But the way the Gemara describes that she lights in the house. So, actually, I cut off the line of the Be'er Halacha, I'm sorry. It's the next line of Be'er Halacha. I think I meant to cut off this part, and I ended up cutting off the wrong part. But the next line in that Be'er Halacha is Medayik from the Gemara, that it is when you light in the house that it works. Shat seems to be the Shana Be'er Halacha, is that why is there a woman to be motzi the man? Because lo gar from anyone else lighting. The Halacha is that one person has to light in the house. It's mahajim and mahajim that everybody likes. So if the woman likes, so she likes, she's mostly the man. But if, let's say a woman is outside the house, let's say she's in the hospital, and the man went to stay by his parents for Shabbos, and she had a baby. So if in that case, if the woman would light in the hospital, that wouldn't count for the man, because it only works through the house. The question is, what if you have the opposite situation? What if in that case, again, the woman's in the hospital, the man is with his parents, what if the man lights? Is he motzi his wife, or does she also have to light? So in the Sefer Shalmei Toda, it's quoted here in the Dirshu Yesh Mishnah Brura is on this, on the Mishnah Brura about Isha Gufo. The Mishnah Brura brings down halacha, as we know, a famous halacha that the meaning is for a woman not to like, but Isha Gufo. Says the Shalom Tele quotes from Steinman. Rabbi Steinman, he asked him about this, and he said, yeah. For even though we said before, for a woman, he doesn't, I don't know if Rabbi Steinman clears this point, but he says, is safe for Shalom Tele, says, unlike what we just said before, for a woman, when a man likes Isha Gufo, and it's not being mosey her through the house, it just works because Isha Gufo. So she's lighting, and so his wife lit. So interesting. First of all, it's a big chiddush. He's saying not really is Isha Gufo means Isha Gufo, and you can as if she lit. And he goes, that's not such a huge chiddush. But what is a big chiddush? Then it's going to come out a difference between the man and the woman. And we saw most of the sugyas seem to understand that the way. Yosef Engel in that piece in Beis HaUtzar does quote a Itzchayim, I think it's Itzchayim Vital, Api Kabbalah, Yisrof Gufo does go only one way. Based on the whole Guf, Shama, Ayin, Shama, you can see, there's also an Orachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayikra, Parak Chaf, where it talks about that idea of Api Kabbalah. So that's a little bit of a hard split. But the truth is that many of the other poskim, quoted here in the Dirshu, and in that Sefer as well, Rav Yosher, Rav Shlomo Zalman, they hold that it would not work. That Baal can only be moti his wife in Eretz Chanukah if he's lighting the bias, and then she's yotzei through the bias. So they obviously learned the Ishtar Kegufo. Mishnah Brura says it, not sure they're disagreeing with the Mishnah Brura, it doesn't really go that far as to say it's not Mishnah Kegufo, because they would hold it only works through the bias. Maybe if you're at your parents, it could be an Achzenayin, depending on the situation, like your room is your bias, unclear. Actually, the Yeshiva has a suggestion that if let's say you have a room in your parents' house, that's like your room, it's like your house at that point, then it would work, but if you didn't have that kind of setup, then it would not work, because we don't actually say really, really, Isha Gufo, at least by Neres Chanukah. So some of the sugyas here of Isha Gufo. Yeah.